This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the virus pandemic rages, President Joe Biden has ordered government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says he's simply undoing the damage done by his predecessor, who had refused to direct the healthcare.gov insurance markets to take new applications from uninsured Americans for subsidized benefits.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president.
Under the executive order, the three-month enrollment period will open next month. The president signed another order reversing a policy that bars taxpayer funding for international healthcare nonprofits that promote or provide abortions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy shrank by 3.5% last year, but one economist says it could have been worse. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
If we did not get the recovery in the third quarter and then get the 4% rise in the fourth quarter, I think that things could have been substantially worse.
That's CFRA Research Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall, referring to the gross domestic product's record 33% surge in the third quarter after it had plunged by the same amount in the second quarter following the arrival of the coronavirus. Stovall thinks the economy will begin this year on the upswing.
I think in the first quarter, we're going to see a gain of more than 3%.
Stovall expects a strong surge in the second quarter as well, but he says there won't be a sustained economic breakthrough until people have confidence that the COVID vaccinations they're receiving are working. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is VOA News. A Russian court has rejected Alexei Navalny's appeal against his arrest while authorities detained several of his allies, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The arrests come as thousands took to the streets around Russia to demand the release of the opposition leader. Speaking to court via video link from jail, Navalny denounced criminal proceedings against him as part of the government's efforts to intimidate the opposition. "You won't succeed in scaring tens of millions of people who have been robbed by that government," he said. Navalny, who is Russian President Putin's most well-known foe, was arrested on the 17th of January. His arrest came on his return to Moscow from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Karen Chamas.
Europe's battle to secure COVID-19 vaccines intensified on Thursday as it threatened to use legal means and even block exports to ensure supply. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
European Council President Charles Michel said in a letter to four EU leaders that the bloc should explore all options at its disposal if negotiations with companies over delayed deliveries failed. Meanwhile, Britain insisted it receive all the shots it paid for after the European Union asked AstraZeneca to divert supplies from the UK. British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove said Thursday the UK's orders must be honoured. The EU is lagging behind ex-member Britain, as well as the United States and Israel, in rolling out the vaccine, and is now scrambling to get supplies as the West's drug-making giants slow deliveries because of production problems.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Representatives of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said Thursday there were no doubts or objections from any of their partners, including the International Olympic Committee and sporting federations, about Japan hosting the rescheduled games this year. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Representatives from the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee told reporters on Thursday there were no doubts or objections from its partners, including the IOC and sporting federations, about Japan hosting the rearranged games this year. But Tokyo organizers are preparing for the Olympics, while public support for the games is actually dwindling in Japan. The country's lagged behind most other developed nations in its vaccine rollout, and there are many fears over public safety. With the organizing committee's president, Yoshiro Mori, told IOC President Thomas Bach that he had received assurances that Tokyo had the full backing of all Olympic stakeholders.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.